I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. There are geraniums, and then there are geraniums. The classic geraniums everyone knows are the annual flowers my mom used to love. She'd pot up some red geraniums every year at her house. While I still grow annual geraniums in honor of my mom, I also like perennial geraniums. Perennial geraniums are workhorses in our gardens. They're also called crane's bill for the interesting shaped seed pods that form after flowering. These geraniums have beautiful pink, purple, or blue flowers that bloom on and off all summer. Probably the most famous of the perennial geraniums is Roseanne. It has stunning violet blue flowers that bloom consistently all summer. The Geranium macrorhizum species has pink flowers and a more sprawling shape. And Folkart variety has an early blooming magenta colored flower, and Johnson's blue has clear sky blue blossoms on 18-inch tall plants. Geranium plants do spread over time, but never really stand more than 18 to 24 inches tall. We love how they form a dense mat on the soil, blocking out the weeds with their attractive foliage, yet letting strong-growing daffodils and alliums poke through in spring. These low-maintenance plants thrive in part to full sun on a variety of soils. Divide them in spring and early summer every few years if they get too big for the space or you just want more plants. After flowering, geraniums can look ratty with seed pods and messy foliage. Deadheading helps, but you can also simply shear back the seed pods and top of the foliage. Keep watered and the plant will regrow, fill in, and flower again. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about potatoes. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.